With a whole new year stretched out before us, I thought this might be a good time to take a 2020 look back at what might have made a pretty good New Year's resolution on today's Encore Food for Thought.
So, Stein, you know, you were away from Food for Thought for a couple of weeks. What did you do while you were gone?
Well, after that week in the UFO, they dropped me back at the house, and I thought as long as I was going to be standing up for a while anyway, I would get to work and reorganize my cupboard and kitchen cabinets. You know, I like to be able to see everything laid out very neatly and organized, like stuff squared away. And the only way that's going to happen is if I do it. Because in every marriage, there is a Felix. That would be me. And an Oscar, and the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot, a woman of countless sterling virtues, is nevertheless the Oscar. Why do compulsive neat freaks, such as myself, tend to marry people who don't even understand the concept?
I don't even want to get into this, because he's neat. Like, his sock drawer is perfect. My sock drawer is a wreck. All right, you don't want to go in there. You'll be mortified. I'm the one who does all the kitchen organization.
Right,
and
me too.
I have been promising myself for at least a year that when I had the time, I was going to clean out the hellhole that is the basement area where I keep my extra kitchen gear. Because, you see, I have a really small kitchen and a lot of kitchen gear. So it ends up in a big mess in the broad expanse of an unfinished basement.
I got a pretty big kitchen, but I really do try to keep the gear down. I can hear DeGroot laughing right now. But I avoid having things that can only do one thing. I want tools that can multitask, not while they're on the phone or anything.
What can I tell you? I love having exactly what I need when I need it. So we have a small room in our basement. I ended up spending 4 days ripping that apart. Mismatched Rubbermaid, Tupperware, Gladware. I felt like my grandmother who collected every margarine tub that ever went into her house.
Yeah.
What I save is every canning jar that ever came into my house. But somehow when I go looking for them, I can't find them. Now, Glamorama, all my extra small appliances, the ice cream maker, things like that, they're all in one spot. Mm-hmm. I have a shelf for my baking trays, the big extra baking trays, which I use a lot, but they don't fit upstairs. There's tubs. I went and bought those Sterlite tubs and a big Rubbermaid tub, some of those nice lightweight crates, and they're all marked with what it is and where it is. The question, of course, remains, how long is it going to stay that way?
Well, that is just what I was going to say, but I was too polite to do it. However, now that you've made it okay, it won't last. It's not in you, Leeson, to stay neat.
I have it in me. I just can't get it that way all the time. But now that I've got the whole downstairs squared away and I know where everything is, it's time to get back in the kitchen.
Well, now that I've got my cupboard beautifully rearranged and I'm taking a beauty shot just to put on the Food for Thought web post so everyone can see how neat and organized I am going to use my newly reorganized kitchen to dream the impossible dream and make it a reality, Nancy.
And?
It is my intention to bake a single colossal Cheez-It. I have not eaten any Cheez-Its in like 5 years, but now the floodgates are open. I found a recipe for making your own Cheez-Its, but I'm not going to make, you know, wimpy little single Cheez-Its. I'm talking about the big Corellian Cheez-Its now, but Cheez-It the size of an LP album cover.
All right. Can't wait to see it.
Pictures and proof and everything next week on Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker, the normally not-so-neat
Nancy Leeson. He's Dick.
When it comes to kitchen organization, the Lazy Susan is your friend.
Stein.